happy to be 2-0, but disappointed about how the offense is?
Certainly we want to do better, and we expect to do better, and we will do better. We keep getting better every day, and, you know, that's what our job is to get better. But certainly being around here, being 2-0 is a good deal.
Some of this is a byproduct.
The
first time you play your offensive line in a game,
it's the opener. We're just not playing well. I'm not looking for why or where. We just got to play better. You know, so we're coaching them up to play better and trying to find the ways to get them better between practice and, you know, right schemes and whatever we need to do to get them to do it right. And that's what we're each step is about. So. As long as we keep improving, we'll get to where we need to be.
Did you see improvement from week one?
In areas. Certainly not enough areas as we'd like. We were able to get a couple drives together, but we got to be more consistent, and we will be.
Did the additional reps with that kind of a mini half bye or whatever, how much can that help the offensive line?
Well, I mean, you know, any
reps maybe?
Yeah, anything you're out there practicing, as long as you're productive when you practice, I think that'll help. The rest will help, and it can't help. It can't hurt. It's got to help. So we'll keep doing. We had good tempo today, and that's the big thing. It's just keep working and getting our tempo, making sure we're on the same page. So, MAs really haven't been a big problem. We're just, you know, just not getting her done.
When you say tempo, what do you mean?
In and out of the huddle and, you know, practicing hard, finishing hard, you know, making sure we're doing those things. And we have. So we're just making sure we're focused on, our effort all the way through, because that's one thing we don't stand for. So.
Teams are blitzing Manning a lot more than that.
Well, we've had our chances at plays. We just got to make them, you know. So if you don't make them, then they'll keep coming. If you make them, then they'll stop coming, you know, because they don't want to get burnt. They want to get underneath. So, you know, it's on us to make the play. So.
You think you can make them stop, right?
Well, that's where our hope. Or if they keep coming, we'll keep making plays. So, you know, and that'll be to our benefit also.
For the guys behind Emmanuel on DT, seems like Andre and Jordan are getting most of the snaps. What have you seen from them for them to earn that role?
Well, all the way through preseason and practice, they're getting it done and doing a good job. So I think each of our guys are, and it's just us to try and get our guys in the right spot, you know, and the right guys. We trust everybody is, you know, who's being productive right at that moment.
Right. And coming in, Cody was supposed to have that role as a three. What have you seen from him?
Well, I think he's working his tail off. I think he's really trying to get after it. And, you know, and I think, you know, his role may be increased and may not, just see how it goes from there. You know, it's kind of hard to displace 10 and 88. I mean, we want them on the field as much as we can. But, we'll just keep working at it. And I can't really say anything more than, you know, he's working at it. And, you know, we'll get the guys out there that deserve to be out there to play, make plays.
At the end there in the two-minute drill with that final drive, is there ever a point, like, as a coordinator where it's just like, just find DT, just let him make plays? I can't imagine those are all kind of drawn up. It looked like it was him finding a way to box guys out.
Well, we were calling plays, and it might have been 88 to 10. You know, that might be his reads. But, no, I mean, for the most part, you know, we said, you know, if you got a chance over there, go ahead and take it. If not, you know your progression. So I think, you know, certainly having those two guys has helped and making things happen for 18. And he's done a good job finding out when he needed to.
How important is it to have a third receiving option pick up some of the slack so not all the weight is on?
Well, certainly, you know, you want to make sure you spread the field and make sure that, you know, they can't double team everybody, you know. But that's what 18 does good. He spreads the field, you know, most of the time. You look over the years, it's not all the one guy. You know, the one year he had in Baltimore, he had three guys over 1,000. So he'll spread the ball when he needs to be spread. So we'll get that done.
As the running game improves, will that open up more passing options for the tight ends?
One would hope. One would hope we'd get some creases in there and get another guy up at the line and then work the play action. But, you know, that's on us to get everything oiled up and get it working. And like I said, we're making strides.